Right now, though, we'd like to welcome Angela Paulson into our studios. She's the president of the student organization You Matter. Angela, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Cool event coming up this afternoon at the Kirby Garden Room here at UMD. It's a mental health speak out. What's the purpose of the organization? If people go, or not of the organization, of the event, if people go to the event, what are they going to see? What do they get to take part in?
Yeah, so Speak Out Night is all about starting the conversation about mental health on campus and in the Duluth community. So basically what we do is we invite the community, faculty, and staff at UMD or any other college campuses to come and join us for a night of discussion. We have discussion cards that we lay out on tables for everybody to talk about different topics of mental health. And then we also invite people to come up and speak and share their experiences with mental health, whether it be them personally, with friends or family. And it's really basically just about starting the conversation about mental health and getting people to talk about it and not be scared to talk about it, because there's a large stigma around it. And we're fighting to break the stigma with You Matter.
Fantastic. So you sit down at a table full of people and you strike up a conversation with the nice person next to you and you start to chat, you know, and then they maybe get up and say, yeah, I suffer from depression. I suffer from anxiety. I have a mental health issue. Here it is. And then you go, wow, they were almost like a real person.
Right. Yeah. So basically, you know, this night is just about seeing that there are other people in this world who are struggling with mental health, and it is okay if you're one of those people and you are not alone. And that's the biggest thing that we want to stress to others, is that there's so many resources for you, even if it's just a friend or if it's counseling. There's a lot of places that you can get help, and just speaking out seems to be a good start to picking up those resources and trying to make yourself feel better every day and just, you know, take little steps forward to improve your health.
So many little things that you can do along the way, physically, psychologically, and just training yourself out of, you know, sometimes just some crummy thought habits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just keeping track maybe of the times of, you know, how many times a day am I beating myself up? Do I catch myself in the middle of some deep internal monologue? and maybe I could stop that. You know, if I can't replace it with positive messages right away, maybe I could look out the window and go, okay, I'm looking at the birds. How many? Laura Erickson would say, look at birds. They're good for your mental health.
Right. Yeah. Anything you can do that, you know, relieves stress. If it's reading a good book, a book that you've read 5 times, read it again. You know, go outside, take a hike. Duluth has so many awesome places that you can look around and just, it's like you walk outside and there's positivity just surrounding you in Duluth. So anything that you can do to, you know, keep up being happy, staying positive is what we want you to do.
As I recall, by the time you hit a certain age, you've gone through a bunch of different rough patches. But I really hit some rough patches in college. And it's a time where there are a lot of things changing and where your support system has really changed. Maybe you had a lot of good family support and you don't have that anymore. Maybe you had a lot of friend support and those people are back home and you haven't completely transitioned to developing those supports at college, and there's academic stress and there's, you know, my daughter says to me now, make good choices, you know, and sometimes you make poor choices and then you have to deal with the consequences
yes.
of those poor choices. So how do you feel that the Mental Health Speak Out and your organization, You Matter, are helping to kind of, you know, wave your arms and say to students, over here, we have some solutions?
Yeah, so the biggest thing that we do is our social media. We have Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all under You Matter, UMD. And we share helpful tips to cope with stress, to cope with college, because coming into college, like you said, there's a lot of different changes and some people don't know how to deal with that. We also do tabling events at UMD. We have bi-weekly meetings for anybody to come to. And we just try to get the word out about mental health and educate others on campus as much as we can, because it can be scary, but it doesn't have to be.
How do you, I kind of understand the idea about a stigma around mental health, because face it, it's just such a, it's people who write TV shows and movies in particular have been able to get so much mileage out of the idea of mental health.
Mm-hmm.
and the serial killer is mentally ill because it makes more sense for them to be mentally ill than for them to just be evil, mm-hmm. for example. So how do you talk to somebody who really feels that either mental illness is some kind of a cop-out and it offends their Scandinavian sensibility. Oh, you pull yourself up by your bootstraps and you don't get depressed. You get to work. Or somebody who just is like, oh, no, you think I'm crazy. Mental illness means blah. How do you talk to people who have kind of those stigma-type ideas about mental health?
Yeah, that's a great question. So basically, we just kind of explain, like, you know, there's a lot of different types of mental health, and it affects people in many different ways. You know, some people can have, let's say, depression, and they'll be in bed for 3 days in a row, and that's how they deal with their depression. Or other people just isolate themselves; they're still able to function. But basically, we just tell people, you know, this is a real thing. You may not experience it, but other people are. And, you know, obviously people are entitled to their own opinions, but it is something that's real and it needs to be brought up and talked about more so we can help those who are suffering from it.
Chances are the people that are going to come to this evening's event, the Mental Health Speak Out, are people who believe that mental illness is a thing, and they'll probably be coming because they suffer from it or somebody close to them that they care about does. How do you hope that these people who attend this event can communicate then with the people who don't attend the event, either because they're not touched by it, or they think they're not touched by it, or they think they don't know anybody who's touched by it, or they're not sure they really believe it?
Yeah, so I'm hoping what people take away from our event is just education about mental health, and they can say, hey, I went to this really cool event last night and it was really open and non-judgmental, and we talked about mental health like it was just a regular conversation that we would have any other day, and I learned a lot of new things that maybe, you know, I could help my friend who has anxiety, and I can give her these tips that I learned last night, and maybe that will help her. And basically, it's just education is our biggest thing for this event.
Well, and considering that we're at a university, it all kind of fits together.
It does. Isn't that something?
Angela, we'll get some links set up on our webpage with this story, so it'll be easy for folks to find you guys and find the resources about the event. And thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Angela Paulson, our guest this morning. She's the president of the student organization You Matter. And they're having a mental health speak out tonight at 4 o'clock at the Kirby Garden Room here on the UMD campus.